Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9.65, up 15 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 9.23, up 19.5 on the open. March, 9.40, up 18.5. May, 9.35, up 16.5. July, 8.23, up 15. September, 8.32, up 21 on the open. December corn opened at $4.5, up 1 on the open. March, 4.17¾, up a half. May, 4.28, up a quarter. July, 4.35¼, up a quarter. September, 4.38¼, up 1¼. December, 4.40½, unchanged. March of 2009, 4.44¾, down a quarter on the open. January soybeans opened at 11.26, up 6¼ on the open. March, 11.43½, up 4¾. May, 11.52½, up 6. July, 11.54, up 4½. November, 10.56½, up 3 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 3.10, down 50 on the open. January, 3.13.50, up 80. December soybean oil opened at 45.45, up 15 on the open. January, 45.85, up 15. At the Merck December Live, cattle open at 94.15, up 12.5 on the open. February, 96.90, up 15. April, 98.17½, up 5. June, 94, down 5 on the open. January feeders open at 105.85, down 10 on the open. March, 107.25, down 20. April, 109.20, down 35. May, 110.60, down 20 on the open. December lean hogs open at 55.60, up 12.5 on the open. February, 62.10, up 40. April, 66.95, up 22.5. May, 73.60, down 22.5 on the open. February pork bellies open at 91.35, up 2.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I wonder the degree to which you believe that wheat has taken over leadership in the marketplace.
Well, it's definitely the conversational piece. Wheat continues to soar, per se. We record some lows there back in the middle of November. It's been up and away ever since. We're seeing the world continue to watch the tight global supplies, putting a lot of pressure on this new crop wheat to do its thing. Domestic-wise, watching the weather in the southern plains. There's some moisture around. They put some in, take it out, so the market's going to be real sensitive to that. But, two, the market's going to be watching the whole northern hemisphere, see if it comes through. There's a ton of wheat acres out there that's gone in, and the market's real anxious for this new crop wheat next spring to be there. So any continued demand for old crop and any production concerns for new crops going to keep this market on edge.
So if we see a carryout tomorrow south of 296, what does that do to the marketplace?
Well, smaller carryout's going to be supportive. It's going to be an interesting report because we've brought a lot of this demand forward. We've pretty well met a lot of the export demand projections already for this crop year, and we're only 5 months into the crop year, marketing year, that is. So we'll see how that goes. But the big report will be the stocks report here down the road to actually see where we are. Also, too, on confirmation of not only wheat, but some corn and beans also to help give the market some direction.
Yes, we also moved a lot of that export demand in the corn market forward. Is USDA likely to raise their expectations?
Hey, there's some room for adjustment there. Overall, ending stocks with corn and beans both on the report expect to be a little lower. Typically, here in December, you don't have a major factor until we see the stocks report and give the government a little bit better handle on where we are. But overall, demand's been brisk and strong. You know, like I said, wheat sort of took off here, and so the next cheapest thing here since last summer was the corn, and there's been a lot of corn demand. A weak U.S. dollar, even though we're seeing higher freight rates, has generated some export interest. Then, too, the big bid or the big battle here domestic was not only from the export, but you had your ethanol guys and your feeder guys trying to get some coverage in place here as they try to gather some inventory. We'll see how the market goes here. There's quite a bit of grain that's been sold for January delivery, so that could plug up the transportation system as the calendar turns 2008.
Does March corn settle above 421.5 this week?
That's the objective some of these guys had a while back. They said anywhere from 421 to 422, so that puts it right at half, I guess. That's going to be the key benchmark, whether we get above that or not. There's some high expectations of 450, so if we can't get above 421, 422, we could probably, you know, see a little bit of a correction, but these corrections have been shallow and fast.
Turn your attention to the soybean market, which made new contract highs again overnight.
Continued supportive news, a weaker U.S. dollar. Stronger energy prices overnight. Seeing some of the Brazilian government agencies and private agencies coming out with a crop no bigger than 60 million metric tons, and trade expected a much larger crop than that. Argentina and some portions of Brazil starting to face some dry conditions, even though the crop just went into the ground. That's going to be more of a factor as we go into January and February, and with the current strong demand base is going to be important for the southern hemisphere to come through with a good crop again.
Are we going to see a cut on the USDA report below 200?
It's hard to say what the USDA will come up with. I know the average trade guess is slightly below there. I wouldn't be surprised, probably be right at 200 here and sort of go from there. It's kind of hard to see the USDA getting too aggressive here for a good chunk of the marketing year in front of us.
We have a Fed meeting on Tuesday, and most analysts are thinking about a 25-point basis cut, and that has been primarily factored into the marketplace. What if we see 50?
Well, they need to do something more than 25. I mean, you know, if they're going to do something, let's do a full point. I mean, this, you know, a little here and a little there and see how the economy reacts from it. I mean, they just need to do a full point, get it over with.
A full point tomorrow would surely shake up the marketplace. Thanks much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Ed Kieser just handed me a huge list of weather conditions to report on. Let me try to get to all of them. An ice storm warning is in effect for a portion of southwestern Illinois, just southeast of St. Louis until noon. A freezing rain advisory is in effect for a portion of southwestern Illinois along I-70 from St. Louis to near Effingham until noon. An ice storm warning is in effect for far west central Illinois from 6 p.m. this evening to 6 a.m. Wednesday. For the rest of west central Illinois and most of northwestern Illinois from 6 p.m. this evening until midnight Tuesday night. A winter storm warning is in effect for far northwestern Illinois from 6 p.m. this evening to midnight Tuesday night. A winter storm watch is in effect for all of north central and northeastern Illinois and far northwestern Indiana from late tonight through tomorrow morning, and for much of the rest of northern Indiana from late tonight through tomorrow afternoon, and for counties along the Michigan border in Indiana from late tonight through late tomorrow night. Looking at lead options, Kansas City now trading 977 up 28. At the Board of Trade, the wheat at 924 and a half up 21. December corn $4 up a half. January beans 1120 up a quarter. December soybean meal at 308 down 250. December soybean oil 4538 up 8. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.